Hello? Yes, this is the Falcon speaking. Oh, Marta. Now, you'll have to include me out tonight, Angel. Army intelligence is firing me to Casablanca. Yeah, that's the place in North Africa they made that movie about. No, they don't plan to star me in a picture, but if I behave myself, they may use me in a frame.
Once again, the National Broadcasting Company brings you the transcribed Adventures of the Falcon, starring Les Damon. The Adventures of the Falcon, dedicated to private investigators everywhere. Those hard-hitting detectives who, like Mike Waring, risk their lives to aid law enforcement agencies. So join him now when the Falcon solves the case of the broken key.
According to the encyclopedia, Casablanca is a seaport on the Atlantic coast of Morocco, situated 33 degrees, 27 minutes north, 7 degrees, 46 minutes west, which shows you how little the encyclopedia knows. What does that tell you about Casablanca? Does it conjure up the romance and intrigue? Does it say if you peek behind the beaded curtain in the Café Tangier, you'd find both there personified by Helene Grant? And though Helene may not be Ingrid Bergman, it works out even, because the boy who just parted those curtains isn't Humphrey Bogart either.
Mademoiselle Grant?
Yes?
I am Moulay Hafid. I was told to meet you here.
Of course you can identify yourself.
My credentials, comrade.
Mm-hmm. Well, they seem to be in order.
You are disappointed?
Very. These papers show you're Moulay Hafid, but how do you know I'm Helene Grant?
I naturally assume...
You had no right to. A Comintern agent takes nothing for granted.
Forgive me.
Sit down. Would you care for a drink?
I am a Muslim, comrade.
Oh, yes. I forgot.
You find it strange a follower of Mohammed can be a member of the Communist Party?
I don't care who you follow, as long as it doesn't interfere with your work. You cabled Paris that Robert Foch is in Casablanca.
He is.
You're sure you've got the right man?
Yes, I took this photograph of him last week.
Mm-hmm. It's Robert, all right. Who's the girl?
She arrived with him from Marrakesh. Her name is Yasmin Marin.
So, Robert has gone native.
Pardon?
I meant no offense, Moulay.
Was a natural reaction.
You're annoyed.
Disturbed is perhaps a better word. I have a problem, comrade. I would like to disaffiliate myself from the party.
Oh, ridiculous. Just because I hurt your feelings.
My feelings count for nothing. I made this decision many months ago. I joined the party hoping it would improve the lot of my countrymen.
You're an idealist, Moulay.
You are amused.
Oh, I realize such people exist.
Even among ignorant natives.
I apologize for my remark. Now, about Robert Foch and this woman.
Mademoiselle has not answered my question.
Mademoiselle has the same answer for you she has for Robert Foch. Why do you think we're looking for him?
I have no idea.
Comrade Foch was a member of the party in France. A valued member. 10 months ago, he asked to resign. Naturally, the party couldn't release him, so he disappeared. Now he turns up in Casablanca with a...
native girl.
Yes. And I've been sent here to reason with him.
Mademoiselle had better work quickly. He leaves tonight from Kazes Airport.
What?
He purchased a ticket this afternoon for Cairo.
Oh. Well, maybe I can talk him into canceling out. Get a car, comrade. We'll try.
Messieurs, mesdames, les passagers, attention, s'il vous plaît. Numéro 23,
Casablanca. Why, Robert Foch.
He learned.
Now imagine finding you here. Well, it certainly is a small world.
Much too small.
You going somewhere?
Why?
Well, if you are, I'd avoid Cairo. I don't think you'd like it this time of year.
Well, if I knew you were in Casablanca, Elaine, I...
You'd have arranged to stay.
Naturally.
Oh, that would have been lovely. Still, it might have posed a problem. What about Yasmin?
Yasmin?
Mm. Isn't that her name? She's beautiful, Robert. Mulai showed me her picture.
Suppose we leave her out of this discussion, eh? She knows nothing of my activities.
Why, comrade, you haven't gone middle class and fallen in love.
I said we will leave her out of this.
Yes, you will. Now, here are your orders.
I refuse to accept them.
I wouldn't get on that plane, Robert. I don't think you'd like the welcoming committee in Cairo. Do you remember Emile Rousseau?
Emile?
Mm-hmm. He's waiting for you at the airport there. Now, personally, I never believed those stories that he learned his trade working for the Nazis at Dachau. Still, one never knows, does one?
You win.
Oh, I'm so glad you decided to stay. And won't Yasmin be pleased? Suppose I drop you at the hotel and you can break the news. Yes?
Have I the privilege of speaking with Yasmin Marin?
Who is this?
I am called Mulai Hafid.
What is it you wish?
For myself, nothing. I merely desire to be of service to Mademoiselle. You are acquainted with Robert Foch?
Are you a friend of Robert?
I am a better friend of yours. Did you know Monsieur Foch plans to desert you?
You lie. Robert would never leave me.
Did he ever mention a European lady named Helene Grant?
Why are you torturing me? Why are you telling me all this?
Because we have a great deal in common, Yasmin. We both have been betrayed by foreigners.
I do not believe you.
But you are not as certain as you were before.
No, you are lying.
If it pleases you to believe that, so be it. But I suggest at least an investigation might be in order. May Allah be good to you.
Robert. Robert, open up, Robert.
I told you 1,000 times,
oh,
Yasmin.
Oh, Chevy, I should have known he was lying.
What?
Imagine I almost believe him.
What are you talking about?
That man who called, the one who gave his name, is Mulai Hafid.
Mulai Hafid?
He said the most awful things, Robert. That you were running away with some woman, and I was jealous enough to...
What are you staring at?
Those suitcases.
Well?
He was telling the truth. You are planning to leave me?
Don't be a fool, Yasmin.
Then why are the bags packed?
Oh, this is none of your concern.
I suppose Helen Grant is none of my concern either. What is she to you?
Nothing, absolutely nothing.
Yet you were going away with her.
Look, Yasmin, there are certain things you will never understand.
Because I am an ignorant native.
That has nothing to do with it. It's true I was running away.
So you admit it. I'll kill you. I'll kill you both.
Oh, you little fool. Put that knife.
I'll show you.
You are insane. Put it down.
Robert.
Put it down. You idiot. Now get out.
Oh, no, Robert, please.
I never want to see you again.
I did not mean it, Sherry. I would never do anything to hurt you.
Will you get out or must I make you?
Put me down. Put me down.
Not till you are outside.
I'll kill you.
You will never have another opportunity.
Robert, please. Me,
go away.
Not unless you say you forgive me.
There's nothing to forgive.
Promise you will call me. Otherwise, I will not go.
All right.
You promise.
I promise.
You won't be sorry, darling.
Women can be difficult, can't they?
What? Where did you come from?
Your bedroom. I suppose I should apologize, but I didn't want to be spotted coming up here.
Who are you?
Take a card.
Michael Waring, Private Investigations, New York.
No, it's the wrong one. Here, try another.
You are with American Intelligence?
Uh-huh. Now you can understand the reason for my dramatic entrance.
So what do you want?
Well, I thought you might be interested to know there are several Comintern agents looking for you.
Oh, that's absurd.
Oh, I suppose Helene Grant is in Casablanca for her health.
What has this to do with you?
We want you to come over to our side.
Well, you think I would betray my friends?
I think the shoe's on the other foot. They betrayed you.
Huh?
Well, they sold you a bill of goods about what the party stood for, and you discovered they were all lies. Isn't that why you left? Well, isn't it?
Yes.
All right. We'd like you on our team. You're in a position to tell the free world what communism really means.
You do not realize what you are asking. They would kill me.
No, they won't. We'll get you out of Casablanca.
How? They're watching my every move.
Oh, we'll manage somehow. I don't suppose Trailways runs out this far.
Huh?
Wait a minute, I got it. Isn't there a railroad that runs between Fez and Tangier?
Yes.
All right, I'll rent a car and drive you to Fez. You'll use my name. When you get there, look up a man named Abd Ilkrim. He'll know what to do.
And what about Yasmin?
That little bundle of trouble who was just in here?
Yes. Can she go with me?
No, she'll have to wait. You can meet her later in Algiers.
Well, she would never understand. You saw...
Now, let me take care of her.
And Hélène Grant?
Well, this seems to be my day for girls. I'll take care of her, too. Now, you hurry up and pack. We leave first thing in the morning.
Votre service.
This is Hélène Grant in 412.
Oui, mademoiselle.
I don't want to make a noise like a tourist, but 1 hour ago I called room service. I haven't heard from them yet.
A thousand apologies, mademoiselle.
Well, what do I have to do to get... Oh, well, never mind. They finally made it. Just a second. I said just a second. Well, what do you... Oh, no. No, you mustn't. You can't. You don't know... No...
Summer is just about hitting its peak, and we still have the Labor Day weekend to look forward to and plan for. That's fine for most of us, but we should always keep in mind that these long weekend holidays are often tragic times for some of us who start out gaily to enjoy them. More than 1,300 American families will lose one or more of their loved ones in accidents on the highways. At all times, and particularly on long holiday weekends, drive as though your life depends on it. It does. And now back to the adventures of the Falcon.
Well, that's Casablanca for you. Not a bad place if you want to live it up, but a horrible spot if you've got to die. But then what place isn't? Well, I don't imagine it made much difference to Hélène Grant in her condition. The first I knew of it was some 4 hours later when I remembered my promise to Robert Forsch and hustled over to Comrade Grant's hotel room to meet her. Well, when nobody answered, I walked in, and that was my first mistake. She was lying on the floor under the big ceiling fan, and in the dim light, the blades made like a windmill above her head. The effect was almost hypnotic. And then the spell was broken.
Pardonnez-moi.
What?
Forgive me, monsieur. I am afraid I startled you.
Yeah, I guess you did.
Permit me to introduce myself. I'm Henri Boulanger at the prefecture.
Oh, well, I can't say this is exactly a pleasure, Inspector.
I can understand that, monsieur. Monsieur...
Waring, Mike Waring.
Mike Waring?
I don't think the name would mean anything to you.
You are too modest. Correct me if I am in error, but you are with American intelligence.
How did you know that?
We too have our intelligence. Cigarette?
Oh, thanks. You know who she was?
Mademoiselle Grant? But of course. She was a Comintern agent. You were, as they say, on opposite sides of the fence.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Inspector. If you think I had anything to do with her murder...
Why, monsieur, it would never occur to me. I'm a most unsuspicious type. Still, as long as you mentioned it, what are you doing here?
I wanted to talk to her.
I should have guessed that for myself. And at the time of her death?
I was in my hotel room reading.
It's very strange. You are ready with an alibi when you have no idea when she was murdered.
Well, it's pretty obvious. She's been dead about 3 hours, which would put it around 9 o'clock.
And how do you arrive at that conclusion?
A state of rigor mortis.
Oblige me, monsieur. In addition to your other talents, you are also a doctor?
I don't have to be, Inspector. Look at her arms.
Most interesting. I wonder if you would be kind enough to accompany me to the Place de France.
And in the meantime, the killer gets away.
I don't think there is much danger of that.
Look, I tell you, you're making a mistake.
Then I shall have to pay for it.
Yeah, no, thanks.
Stay where you are, monsieur. Another step and I shall be compelled to shoot.
Well, I think you mean that.
I most assuredly do.
Well, in that case... Oh. Sorry, fella, but you left me no choice. You mind if I borrow your gun?
You will regret this, monsieur. Au revoir, mon ami. I'm sure we will meet again.
Who is it?
Mike Waring, Robert. Open up.
Just a moment. Come in.
Try and keep me out. I'll lock it.
But why?
Just humor me.
You secured the car?
Huh?
You were to drive me to Fez.
Oh, yeah. Well, the situation's changed somewhat. Elaine Grant has been murdered.
No.
Yes. Do you mind if I borrow that drink? You don't seem to be using it.
Well, how did it happen?
Around 9 o'clock tonight, someone walked into a room at the Bonaparte and shot her 3 times.
Oh, how awful. Have they any idea who was responsible?
Well, if you ask Boulanger...
Boulanger?
He's head of the local prefecture. He suspects me.
But why?
Well, for one thing, he found me standing over a body. For another, he knows we work different sides of the street.
Oh, I see.
Well, good for you, then maybe you can explain it to me. Where were you at 9 tonight?
Oh, surely you don't think that...
Why not? Your motive is every bit as good as mine. Elaine Grant was a threat to you.
But you promised to end that.
Well, you might not have had much confidence in me. Now, where were you?
At the Rouge et Noir.
Rouge et Noir?
It is a café near the Place de France.
I thought I told you not to go out.
Then it is most fortunate I ignored your instructions. Otherwise, I would not have an alibi. I went there to say goodbye to Yasmin.
You agreed to let me handle her.
The situation was much too delicate.
Oh, but you felt sure I could handle Helene.
Apparently, I was right.
Thanks. So, you were with Yasmin?
From 8 till 10.
All right. Nice long goodbye. You mind if I check that?
Yes, I do. You are not to disturb her.
Oh, well, I wouldn't advise you to try to stop me, Robert. If I dumped a police inspector who tried it, it figures a mere civilian wouldn't stand a chance. I'll be seeing you, fella. Hello, Yasmin.
Yes?
Well, nice dressing room you've got here. You must sing well to rate it.
What is the meaning of this?
I hope you'll forgive the intrusion, but it's important I talk to you.
I'm sorry, I'm very busy.
Well, this won't take long. My name is Mike Waring.
Mike Waring?
Yes, I'm a friend of Robert Forsch.
Robert never introduced us?
No, naturally. There was no need to.
I do not believe you.
Okay. And how would I know you two pitched a battle royal in the Hotel Splendide over Helene Grant?
Robert told you that?
Oh, Robert tells me everything. Incidentally, you don't have to worry about Helene anymore. She's dead.
Not really.
You don't seem very upset.
Why should I be? She was my enemy.
You don't realize what you're saying.
But you knew this. You say Robert told you everything.
Yeah, he also said you came back to the hotel again between 8 and 10.
Robert said that?
It's why, isn't it true?
No.
I knew it.
Je ne comprends pas.
It's all right, Angel.
But why should Robert say I was at his hotel when he was visiting here with me in my dressing room?
He what?
I said something wrong.
Well, that depends on where you're standing. In my spot, it couldn't have been worse. You sure Robert was here between 8 and 10?
Positive.
Well, then he was telling the truth.
Pardon?
Nothing. How did you find out about Helene Grant in the first place?
A man told me.
This man got a name?
Yes, he called himself Moulay Hafid.
Moulay Hafid. Where did I hear that? Sure, he was Helene's contact in Casablanca.
I do not understand.
Well, that's just as well.
Well, that's my cue. I'm sorry. I must go.
It's okay. So do I. Knock him dead, Angel. That's just what I hope to do for my customer.
Cigarettes, candy, all American kinds, monsieur. You like to buy, monsieur?
No, thanks.
Maybe some postcards. Very lovely lady.
I'm sorry. I stocked up in Paris. Where can I find a coppersmith, Moulay Hafid?
You are sure you would not like to buy the postcards?
Oh, well, come to think of it, I guess I would. I forgot my grandmother collects them.
Oh, she will like these, monsieur. That will be 500 francs.
There you are. Now, Where can I find Moulay Hafid?
That is his shop over there, by the sign of the Iron Jug.
Oh, thanks a lot.
If your grandmother would like more postcards...
I'll keep you in mind.
Salam alaikum.
Alaikum salam.
What can I do for you, monsieur?
Well, that all depends. Are you Moulay Hafid?
Your servant, sir.
I'm Mike Waring.
Mike Waring?
I'm a comrade from America.
Oh.
Where can we talk?
Here.
A little public, isn't it?
I shall lower the shade.
That's a nice place you got here. You do all your own metalwork?
As my father and his father did before him. So, now we may talk.
Well, I guess you know why I'm here. The party is awfully disappointed in your work, comrade.
And I am disappointed in the party.
Why did you tell Yasmin Marin about Helene Grant?
You know this?
We know everything.
Then you are aware I informed Mademoiselle Grant of my desire to leave the party.
Well, it's getting to be an epidemic. First Robert Forsch, now you. What's your reason?
I explained that to Comrade Grant.
She found it unsatisfactory.
It was her privilege.
Mm-hmm, so you killed her.
Monsieur is pleased to jest.
You knew she was murdered.
All Casablanca is aware of this.
Yes, I know, but I think you had inside information. How would you like to take a little ride with me?
I do not think I would care for it.
I'm afraid I'll have to insist, Moulin.
First, allow me to show you something. This copper flask was fashioned by my father.
Well, what's that got to do with...
Permit me to finish. If you met a friend, you might offer him a drink by removing the stopper, so...
Well?
But if you met an enemy, you again removed the stopper, only this time you pressed this plunger to reveal...
Oh, a knife, huh?
Oui, monsieur. A knife. And I have met an enemy...
Here, monsieur, permit me. Huh? I think a little brandy would not harm you.
Inspector Boulanger.
I told you we would meet again.
Ow.
You are in pain?
I'll live. How did you know where to find me?
A friend of our department advised us.
Well, his name isn't Moulay Hafid.
It is indeed. Would you like to tell me what happened?
Yes, I'd like to very much. He tried to kill me.
It is understandable, n'est-ce pas?
Not to me.
You posed as a Comintern agent.
So?
So naturally, Moulay thought you had come to his shop to avenge the murder of Mademoiselle Grant.
And that proves he killed her.
Why? Because he desired to protect himself from one he considered an assassin?
I tell you, he murdered her, Inspector. He wanted to leave the party and she wouldn't let him.
That is true of Robert Forsch, too.
Well, I grant you that, but Forsch has an alibi.
So has Moulay.
What?
9 o'clock last night, he was stationed in the lobby of the Hotel Splendide, accompanied by one of my men.
But that doesn't make sense.
It doesn't?
No, if Moulay, Robert, and Yasmin have alibis for the time of Helene Grant's murder, who does that leave?
You, monsieur, as I maintained all along. I am so glad we are finally in accord.
Are you looking forward to a vacation or to holiday weekends filled with carefree relaxation? Unfortunately, a lot of us will never have those pleasant plans come true. Yes, for thousands of those dreams will turn into tragic nightmares because of a traffic accident. Highways are more crowded than ever, and make no mistake about it, that means greater danger whenever you drive. You can't prevent all of the traffic accidents that are taking place all over the country, but you can prevent that one accident that may happen to you. Follow the simple rules of driving safety all the time. The life you save may be your own. Now, back to the adventures of the Falcon.
Well, I guess Mama was right. She always said if I didn't watch that big tongue of mine, someday I'd trip over it. But who knew it was going to be in the shop of Moulay Hafid? While I lay there on the floor, Inspector Boulanger made like Florence Nightingale.
Just raise your arm a little higher.
I figured there was no percentage in getting up. After all, I was only due to fall flat on my face again.
And voila. I think this will prove satisfactory. Now, if you will take my arm, monsieur, I shall be only too happy to assist you.
No, wait a minute, Inspector.
If you're thinking of making another escape, I beg you not to attempt it. I have three men stationed outside, all of whom are fleet of foot and excellent shots.
No. You don't understand. You say you had one of your detectives with Mulai Harford in the lobby of the Splendide last night?
I did.
Why?
We were keeping Robert Foch under surveillance. We anticipated a little difficulty with the gentleman.
Obviously, it never developed.
Obviously.
And Mulai was never out of your man's sight?
Never once. They were together till midnight.
Well, they couldn't have been... Or could they?
Pardonnez-moi?
Oh, brother, am I a chump. Listen, Inspector, I think I see it all now. Just give me 10 minutes with Robert Foch. That's all I ask.
It is not unreasonable. After all, why shouldn't you have Foch for 10 minutes when I expect to have you for life? Allons, mon enfant.
Hello, Yasmin.
Monsieur Waring?
Yeah.
What happened to you?
Ask me better what didn't. We'd like to see Robert.
You cannot.
Well, maybe I cannot, but this gentleman can. He's Inspector Boulanger of the prefecture.
Bonjour, mademoiselle.
Where's your boyfriend?
I tell you, he is not here.
Then you won't mind if we search the place?
You are wasting your time.
Now, let's try the bedroom.
Go right ahead. It will avail you nothing.
I fear she's telling the truth. Regard, he's close or gone. I'm afraid you will not have your 10 minutes with him.
Well, I'll settle for a couple with her. All right, where did he go, Yasmin?
I do not know.
You're lying. You must have planned to meet him somewhere.
You will never find out.
Oh, I wouldn't bet on it, Angel. Why did you lie to me about meeting Robert in your dressing room last night?
I did not lie. He was there.
No, he wasn't. That alibi was strictly a phony.
No.
Boulanger had a couple of men downstairs. They would have seen him go out.
He did not kill that woman.
No one said he did.
But you claim his alibi was fabricated.
The one he volunteered was. He said he spent the evening with Yasmin.
But if he was lying?
It follows she couldn't have been with him.
Then where was I?
Over at the Bonaparte, killing the woman you thought was your rival.
You are insane.
Oh, no, you're the one who's insane. And it was that old green-eyed monster that did the trick.
I'll kill you. I'll kill you.
No, you don't.
Let me go.
I'm sorry it had to work out like this, Angel, but it was either you or me. I guess when you come right down to it, I'm no gentleman.
Well, it merely goes to prove, Waring, the poets knew what they were talking about.
Hmm?
What is that line again? Oh, yes. Hell hath no fury like a woman scorned.
Oh, like a woman who thinks she's scorned. Actually, Helene wasn't Yasmin's rival.
Perhaps she was. A man who embraces the Communist Party can afford no other love.
Well, you got a point there.
So I was not completely wrong when I said this was a political murder.
Oh, not completely.
Let me assure you, Waring, we of Casablanca are forever in your debt. If there is any way we can ever repay you...
Oh, I'm glad you mentioned that, Inspector, because there is. While I was looking for Mulai Harford, I ran into a peddler who made me buy some postcards before he'd give out with any information.
I see.
You think you could locate him for me?
You wish to have him arrested?
No. I promised to mail these to Grandma, and it just occurred to me I'd better get a set for Grandpa, too. Good night, Inspector.
The Case of the Lonely Hunter. The Case of the Lonely Hunter. That's the title of next week's adventure of the Falcon, when Mike Waring takes a trip down the Nile and learns some crows can be murder. The adventures of the Falcon are based on the famous character created by Drexel Drake, produced and transcribed by Bernard L. Schubert, written by Eugene Wang, and directed by Richard Lewis. Les Damon was starred as the Falcon, with Ann Shepherd as Yasmin. This program came from New York. Fred Collins speaking.